Raoul, his throat filled with sobs, oaths, and insults, fumbled awkwardly at the great mirror that had opened one night before his eyes to let Christine pass to the murky dwelling below. He pushed, pressed, groped about, but the glass apparently obeyed no one but Eric. Perhaps actions were not enough with a glass of the kind. Perhaps he was expected to utter certain words. When he was a little boy, he had heard that there were things that obeyed the spoken word. Suddenly, Raoul remembered something about a gate opening into the Rue Scribe, an underground passage running straight to the Rue Scribe from the lake. Yes, Christine had told him about that. And when he found that the key was no longer in the box, he nevertheless ran to the Rue Scribe. Outside, in the street, he passed his trembling hands over the huge stones, felt for outlets, met with iron bars. Were those they? Or these? Or could it be that air hole? He plunged his useless eyes through the bars. How dark it was in there. He listened. All was silence. He went round the building and came to bigger bars, immense gates. It was the entrance to the Cour de l'Administration. Raoul rushed into the doorkeeper's lodge. "I beg your pardon, madame. Could you tell me where to find a gate or door made of bars, iron bars, opening into the Rue Scribe and leading to the lake? You know the lake I mean? Yes, the underground lake under the opera." "Yes, sir, I know there is a lake under the opera, but I don't know which door leads to it. I've never been there." "And the Rue Scribe, madame, the Rue Scribe? Have you ever been to the Rue Scribe?" The woman laughed, screamed with laughter. Raoul darted away, roaring with anger, ran upstairs, four stairs at a time, downstairs, rushed through the whole of the business side of the opera house, found himself once more in the light of the stage. He stopped, with his heart thumping in his chest. Suppose Christine Daae had been found. He saw a group of men and asked, "I beg your pardon, gentlemen. Could you tell me where Christine Daae is?" And somebody laughed.